Can we say with regards to the other doctrine in verse 3 and verse 3, it speaks to the fact that proof is upheld in the house of God. And so, and also paying fines, bills up, as we have in verse 4. So, there is no room for any other teaching.
See that one of the teachings that really should characterize, that really should be in the house of God, would be what we have in verse 15. It says that this is a faithful saint and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. And we know that in the context of this, that the Apostle Paul, he was really telling his son in the faith, Timothy, that how God has been counted him faithful even before he was God saved. God counted him faithful and has put him in the ministry. And he was saying that basically I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor, an insolent man, and but God had mercy on him. And I just want to say that is that we got to realize that in the house of God, every one of us who are in the house of God, first of all, it is by the grace of God that we are in the house of God.
Amen.
We're not here because my parents was in the meeting, or because I have some friends that come to the meeting, or whatever the case might be. But we are here solely on the grace of God. And because we are there solely on the grace of God, that means that, as Brother Emil said earlier, is that it's not about us. It's about really the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's his rights, everything that goes on in the house of God ought to display who Christ Jesus is, whether it's by teaching or whether it's by practice.
Amen.
I just want to link one verse, Romans, to a verse that was quoted earlier in Psalms 93, I think it was, in relation to holiness becoming the house. It's Romans 12, verse 1, and this is in regards to holiness proof. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies for living sacrifices, holy, acceptable, and well, which is your reasonable service. I want to add this to the verse that was quoted and mentioned before. Holiness, the way we present our bodies.
And I just want to mention, even in the verse that I just quoted, verse 15, I know, I don't know if there's anyone here who might not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, or who might not be a member of the house of God. It says that the faith, the saint is a faithful one, and not only meaning it's true, but not only is it faithful, but it says it's worthy of all acceptance. And so, and all acceptance means it goes out to everyone. That means it it can be accepted by all. And the fact, and it says that Christ Jesus came to save sinners. And if you're here in your sin, just that thought is that Christ Jesus came to save sinners, and that is something worthy for you to accept, for you to be saved from your sin.
So what is displayed in the house of God? Not only the teaching, but also the fact, as you have said, that there are souls there that were in such a condition, as you could read in verse 9 and 10. This is, if you read verse 9 and 10 again, this is a condition of everyone that is out there. As a matter of fact, that was the condition of those who now are in the house of God. This is the condition of the world around us. This is the condition of the unbelieving. But in the house of God, there is a testimony now saying, out, look, that's what Paul was. That's what Saul of Tarsus was. He was an overbearing person. He was a persecutor of the church. Look at him now. It's a testimony. It's not just the idea of the preaching of the gospel. But when it is looked at in the house of God, you see the characteristic of the believer. None of those in the house of God ought to have these characteristics that we have in verse 9 and 10. It ought not to be. And remember, you have the flesh. You could act that way. But it ought not to be seen in the house of God. It ought not to be seen at all in the house of God. So there is a living testimony. People look around and say, yeah, these are Christians. They don't have to preach anything. I don't know when I walk in the street who is a Christian or not. But sometimes you can tell by the people who are talking. If I hear somebody cursing and swearing and carrying on, really have a very high probability that he is the Lord. So it is really the behavior of the Christian that is a testimony to the saving grace of God, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners whom I am chief. Paul, before he wrote that, his life displayed that completely. Everybody was wondering, this is the man who is a persecutor of the church. Look at him, he's preaching of Christ now. It is the way you conduct yourself is a display of the saving grace of God.